talking about?
She's like a rapper.
She was in
Pound Town. Pound Town.
Oh. My coochie
just left Pound Town.
My pinky hole brown.
Hey, Anthony, where'd you get this podcasting stuff from?
It fell off the back of a truck.
What do you want to do? Welcome to episode 5, Breaking Bread. How you doing?
With
Sal the fucking voice, Marco the Shem.
What up, what up?
And Anthony, the PR king.
Ming, I like
Gerada.
That.
Gerada!
I didn't expect
By the way,
I thought
that's not Anthony
me.
King of Puerto Ricans. That's right. Anthony of Gerada.
King of public relations. The man behind the magic. The man with the camera. Ming. The man with the vision.
All right, you're making me blush.
There it is. Morris Scorsese over here. He was
the man who put the Zell after the Mutz. The Mutzazel.
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 Wait, let
he
me
put
say,
the Dell.
Wait, Mo, let me say
mutz.
One thing. You did your thing today with that DoorDash, I got to say.
Appreciate it, cuz.
You're like Morris Scorsese.
Yes, that was,
yeah, he, that
well,
was really.
Great concept, by the way.
It's funny you say that, Marco, because I call Anthony Martin Scorsese.
Good.
I think he's good. I think he's that
Thank
good.
You. Word around town, he was good, and I seen it displayed today.
No. But listen, he is the Dell in the Mutzadel. The
right.
Little Mo Mutzadel, that's the Dell.
Right. And Mo pointed out something important. We're both clients of Sherrada PR.
Yes, we are.
Now, Intense,
feel,
Marco.
Feel like
there it is. I'm
writing my notes
on,
bro. I'm writing my notes
A broad clientele. You think he even I could say that he's the real star of the show. I think
Thank
that,
you.
Listen.
But
you're the fuck. You won fucking America's Got Talent 33 times.
But let's
you made me cry. I watched. Do you see? I put something up of you. I was watching TikTok, and I seen a performance of yours that I had never seen, and I literally had tears in my eyes.
That was the one where.
You know which one it was?
This I don't.
Sound, me up.
I don't not love this.
No, you jerked me up. I put it up not that long ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Where was that?
That was
your audition.
Got Talent. That was the audition.
That was the audition?
Yeah, I think New Yorkers reposted it. And
no, I don't. I didn't watch it when you were originally on it.
And a lot of people
back
didn't.
I watched it after, like, I was your friend.
A lot of people
I
didn't.
I never seen it.
Only
I knew
wait,
he
Sal,
was.
Did you win the America's
I
Got Talent?
I didn't, but I was a finalist. And
oh, okay.
The way America's Got Talent works, it's different from American Idol. American Idol is a, you know, the singing competition, Dancing with the Stars. They kind of reduce the field week by week. And America's Got Talent does that, but they reduce it by a lot. And then the finale episode is the top 10. So if you make it to the top 10 acts, you got it. You're in front of, and in the case of this episode, you're in front of 18 million Americans live on television. And then, you know, probably another two or three on the streaming services after that. What I couldn't account for was all of the people who would see it on social media afterwards. And that's where a lot of my even fan base here 7 years later comes from. Is people will say, you know, I had no idea who you were. A friend of mine showed you your YouTube video, you know, 6 months ago. I Googled you. I saw you were going to be in town. So a lot of people saw it that way. And that accounted for almost half a billion other views since that happened.
Wow.
So social media was huge for me. But the reason why I say Mo is the real star of the show, of the Sherrada PR roster, is because
it is.
And Anthony is not gonna. I don't think I'm speaking out of school here, but when Anthony and Mo kind of linked up, everything, you know, shot for the moon.
You're right,
for the both of them. It was a
this
great
is nice.
This is
so
true.
I should get a discount.
This is true.
This is true.
He should get a discount.
Why do you got to say that?
Do you think I'll get a discount one day?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, the thing with me is we travel a lot. That's the hardest thing we do, no?
But it's fun. We're going to California in like a week.
But that is involved in the agreement.
He's a retail number.
Wait, what are you guys doing out in California?
I'm actually going to be on Access Hollywood.
Oh, shit.
That is
again.
Awesome.
Yep. Again.
Going Mario Lopez.
I don't know who I'm going to be with.
That's the host of Access Hollywood.
No, but there's other hosts.
There was
but you gotta. You got whoever he's in touch with. Make
what
sure.
What the fuck
whoever
is his
touch
name?
With,
that's horrible.
We were into Nico's. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
You got it. You got to tell them that you want Mario Lopez.
That's the guy to see.
I mean, listen.
Like, wrong,
no,
I
filmed with Mario before.
I know.
Yeah, I filmed Mario before, and
you
then
guys have a rapport.
She's like, yeah, Mario Lopez.
Are you like Mario Lopez?
I like. They like.
Have you been saved by the bell?
Shout out to Penis Kitchen, who is behind the camera today.
Penis Kitchen.
Penis Kitchen. When I think of Penis Kitchen, I just think of pasta and peas. Why do I just look at you and I'm like, get me pasta and peas? I'm looking at you saying, can you get me pasta and peas right now? I love pasta and peas. I love it.
With pancetta or without pancetta?
I mean, I don't know. My nona makes pasta and peas all the time.
I love it when it's with bacon. It gets like a nice greasiness to it.
Yeah, Rosemary of Penis Kitchen is here with us today, behind the cameras, and stepping in for our dearly beloved Greg Heinrich.
It's Marco's world. Marco's made for YouTube. You know what it is? Your short videos don't like show you enough.
I agree.
You agree?
It's funny. I always say the only way to elevate is like a long video, a five-minute video.
The thing is, if you look at like Ralph Kramden and Ed Norton, right? Yeah. I'm like Ralph Kramden. Yeah. You're like Ed Norton. You just don't want to accept it.
Yeah. No, I do
you
now.
You should be guy. You should be the number two. I think they were both equally the stars.
Listen, like Sal said, you are the star of the show.
No.
You are the Ralph
Kramden.
I
don't want to be the star. I actually, you want to laugh? I love Ralph Kramden the most out of anything.
It's because you look
like improv. Yeah. No, because you know, I like that renaissance-y entertainer. You know, he could do anything, really. I think he might even sing.
Yeah. Jack
he's timeless, though. He's
Jackie
timeless.
Gleason wrote compositions. He played the saxophone, I believe.
Ralph, he was like multi-talented.
Ralph Kramden. Jackie Gleason was multi-talented. Jackie Gleason had a couple of shows that he put on in Vegas for, you know, of big bands and stuff like that. So he was like Mr. Las Vegas
a
while.
No, he was the man. Oh. He was a good actor.
He was awesome. Great.
Like, they actually, people don't realize that was live. It was filmed live, wasn't it?
Right.
Honeymooners, right?
Oh, yeah. Shit, the Honeymooners was in front of live studio audience, yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you remind
me. That was freestyling, like.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But Mo, you remind me
one take, bro. They did that in one take.
Well, they had to do a lot of stuff in one or two takes because they couldn't.
The film,
right.
But just think about it. You were stuttering. saying DoorDash. These guys are doing full episodes.
Twister. Fucking DoorDash.
No, Dash Pass. It's like Dash weird.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is.
Listen, Marco built a social media empire in which there are big time companies like DoorDash reaching out.
Yes. You're welcome, Mo, by the way.
Wait, hold on a second.
Wait, hold on. Here, Mike, get trippy over here,
Marco.
Who gave you your logo? Who gave you your logo?
You are, man. You blew my head up just now.
You choose violence. I'm spreading love. You choose violence.
He got up.
That's what I got to say about your start. First off, he never gives me credit.
He never gives you credit?
No.
No, one time he did.
He did say earlier.
One time he did.
He did say earlier that the whole reason why he's involving Mo in this commercial.
I am the godfather of Italian-American improv.
Is because Mo looked out for him and, you know, and
No. He was like a YouTuber kid, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was his thing.
That's where the money's at, too, in YouTube.
Okay, but
way.
I'm saying that was your thing.
Listen, Mr. Beast makes, what, $140
fucking
million dollars a year?
Crazy.
He sends me chocolate.
That's crazy.
He sends chocolate.
My son, all
Mo
the time.
Goes to me in the car.
His company.
We go on a lot of road trips. He's like, Mr. Beast sent me chocolate. I'm like,
you know, Mr. Beast's
that?
Chocolate bars are only like 15 grams.
Anthony only
that's pretty
knows
good.
About Italian community. Like, if you talk outside the Italian community, if you give him a song, like you give him a song that wasn't used in a Martin Scorsese movie,
uh-huh.
Or like
Pop Smoke,
isn't Sinatra.
What do you don't know Pop know. Smoke?
What is he?
Name
you
three
like?
Songs from
21 Savage.
All right, I'm
gonna. I remember where I was when I found out Pop Smoke got shot to death.
Where?
Really?
I was driving across the desert in Eastern California. I was heading to L.A. I had an apartment in L.A. and I was heading out there. And my Uncle Mark was driving. He's a cop. He's retired. We were going to meet his friend who is NYPD liaison to LAPD. And he calls us and says, listen, I can't see you guys tonight. Some rapper just got shot off of Instagram. Like they already knew who did it.
Rest in peace, right? Pop Smoke.
Rest
I built my
Pop
house
Smoke.
Listening to him.
What?
Like when I was building my house, I used to listen to
Mo him. Knows who Pop Smoke is. You don't know who Pop Smoke
I want to ask
is.
You a question. Well, because I get sturdy. I get sturdy. But I want to ask
she
you
like the way that I rock.
Yeah,
I like the way that I move.
I'm lost right now.
All right, so let's do a trivia. I want to test him out. All right, so let's just do this. Like,
Ro,
name a song.
Ro knows me a long time.
Anthony.
Wait,
we're on. No, I'm going to give you shit you know.
Okay.
Name a song by the Cadillacs.
Speedo. Papa Lulu, papa.
Was that used in a movie?
Martin Scorsese movie.
In Martin Scorsese movie. Okay, so you got that on
which
the
one?
Control. Okay.
Goodfellas.
Name me a Jimi Hendrix song.
Purple Haze.
Name one that was never used in a movie.
It wasn't used in a Goodfellas movie.
There was one that
it wasn't
was
used in a Goodfellas movie, but it was used in a movie.
It was in a bunch of movies.
It was in a bunch of movies.
Okay, yeah. So you really, all right, anything that's in a movie,
let me
you know.
Fire. Well, that, well,
okay,
know
let's give him a song that would take him out of his comfort zone. You go ahead, Sal.
Okay.
Sal would know this the
yeah,
best, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I mean, Sal the voice. Like, the kid knows about songs.
Name a Paul Wall song that's been on the Billboard charts in the last 2 months.
No shot. No shot.
In the last 2 months,
Paul Wall's featured on a song that's been in the top 50 for the last 2 months.
The only thing I could guess is like maybe a Taylor Swift song, which I doubt is even
nope.
there. Yeah,
nope. I don't know. No.
Okay, it's Paul Wall, that Mexican OT, Johnny Dang.
Really?
I don't know.
You see the video of the guy singing on the ranch with the microphone hanging
out? So you gave him one that like you never know.
You guys, do you know about
I didn't know that one
ready,
either.
Ready, ready. Let's talk about something.
Wow.
I didn't know that one either. I'm not going to
lie. I'm way ahead of the curve.
name.
People are so critical of me because they say that, you know, oh, it's played out just because of the music that I sing, you know. But I listen to everything, I guess.
Name a Sexy Red song.
I don't know Sexy Red.
She's the hottest thing out right now.
Are you talking about?
She's like a rapper.
She was in
Pound Town. Pound Town.
Oh. My coochie.
Just left Pound Town.
My booty hole brown.
My booty hole brown.
She was going nuts.
Yeah.
I heard that.
No, she was at the Jets game with New York Nico. That's where she was from.
Oh, that's her.
That was
Pound Town. Pound Town.
Googling it.
I like Ice Spice.
Who is that?
Ice Spice.
I like Ice Spice.
A munch.
Big red
dog. Munch.
Chanelli.
Andy's a
but
munch.
I'm still shaking ass in a deli. I like that.
He eats Captain Munch instead of Captain
Crunch.
Captain Munch.
Captain Munch.
Ice Spice, right? No?
All right, so the songs. So Anthony is like whatever. Like he's
Anthony's
the Italian American, whatever.
Old soul. He really
old
is.
Soul. Yeah.
Shot.
What's your favorite car, Anthony? If you have any car.
Cadillac DeVille, I bet you it is.
I love my Cadillac.
What year is it?
I really do. 78 Coupe DeVille.
It's not old enough.
It's probably, honestly, if
you
I
need
would
like a
67
or something.
I would love like a 1960 something Cadillac.
Yeah, 67.
Like
67.
Those ones with the curvy bodies in it.
65, 67.
You want a curvy body or straight body? Straight body.
Fuck, you're right. Curvy body
Cadillac.
Is the 50s.
Curvy
right?
bodies are
50s.
Curvy is until 1961. Because 62 started the style of the fins and the skegs, the fins off the bottom of the Cadillac.
So,
and then 64, the side got flatter and rounder. That was the shortest fin. 65 saw the end of the fin, big slab body. That continued until 68. 68 was the first one with the rounded headlights. That style carried over into the early 70s. Mid-70s, 74, is when they went for square headlights, right? Then your style is the baby Cadillac.
There it
the
is.
Smaller 77, 78,
that
79.
That car's rhyming right now.
That was the smallest Coupe DeVille to date. The one before that, the 74, 5, and 6, was like one of the biggest they ever made. I think it was 20
Sounds like Marissa Tomei.
Long.
I have no clue. He'll know anything about
it's
cars.
It's a bullshit question.
Anything.
Can't
anything.
Be answered.
Okay, so let's do this. Self-proclaimed. Mm-hmm. Self-proclaimed like... We're going to go around the room, and everybody's going to say what they know better than anything, like that people wouldn't know that they knew. Okay, so you're a car freak.
Freak.
Okay. Is that what you're saying you know more than, like, that people
I am
assume
the,
you
I
know?
I am the Raymond Babbitt of cars.
Okay.
I can back that up. He knows anything.
I mean,
huge in the world.
He was just spinning for 2 minutes about
what I'm really good at.
I don't know what I'm good at either. I'm thinking, I'm like, what the fuck do I really know? Like,
he's doing a commercial. Marco's doing
I'm just an average Joe over here doing things, you know? I don't know.
Marco's doing a commercial for Chevrolet. I go, are you a car guy? He goes, well, I got my CDL.
Yeah. I mean, I do ride a fucking electric scooter, for God's sake.
You really do?
Really?
I swear to God.
Around
that's
the city?
When I, well,
he's like go-go gadget neck bone.
No,
yeah,
but
he grew up in Lower East Side. As a Manhattanite, I would
I grew up in the Italian ghetto.
All right, so,
no more of anymore.
I want to say what I'm good at.
What's your thing?
It was crazy. See,
all right,
cool stuff.
Shut up. We're doing this, and you got to think. You're like
by the Mo Show.
While I'm talking, you could think about what you're good at.
Right.
Okay.
I'm good at mechanical shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's my background.
A lot of people do not actually know that about you.
Yeah. So I...
They think you're like just in construction. You're an engineer.
Yes. I went to school for engineering, mechanical engineering.
He's an engineer.
Really? And then I went back to school for electrical engineering.
Yeah.
So I took both. How you doing? I'll wire your neck up.
Big shot in construction.
Yeah, really big shot. There's a couple of skyscrapers around the neighborhood that I built with my own hands.
You built the fucking Womahan Square right across from where I live. Yeah, you borrowed the gentrification to my neighborhood. Thanks.
I did. Oh. All right, so what are you good at?
I'm good at a lot of things.
I'll tell you. No. That people don't know.
That people don't know.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know, honestly.
Like something people like shocked.
I don't know, to be honest. Like I really love sports though. Like that's my thing, but that didn't get me far in life, obviously. But I don't know.
What kind of sport?
Like, do you play a sport?
You like basketball?
I know basketball.
Huh?
That's like my sport.
You
love
basketball.
Yeah. Like. Fucking since I'm like 5 years old. That's like my thing.
See, he's wearing Air Maxes. Yeah, that's another thing I could have guessed.
Yeah, the Air Max. Yeah.
That gave it away.
Anthony, your turn.
I can't even say films because I haven't seen them all.
No, what do you know? Like, what are you into? People don't know that you're into.
What's like, what's something that some people might consider you an expert on that, you know, is not
this
your
is
like.
It's going to be funny. The movie Grease.
You're an expert on the movie.
Yes. Yeah,
you're good with the movie Grease.
I can tell you everything about that film.
Okay,
I'm obsessed with it from my birth.
What's Kinnicky's real name?
What do you mean, like the actor's
Kinnicky?
About the real film?
No, I don't. I want to know what Kinnicky's short for.
I don't know, Rob.
Nicky, you dumb bastard. His name is Nicky. They call him Kinnicky.
Why, Rob? Kinnicky.
Because it's like a nickname.
I consider myself an expert on the film.
Never mind.
What's the song they're playing in the opening scene on the beat?
Oh, my God. The Sandy impression. Jesus Christ. Oh, Grease.
No.
By Frankie Valli.
No.
Oh, no. Love is the da-na.
Man, I thought you were an expert.
Love is
the
da-na-na-na. Is that your final answer?
Go, yes. go, Grease lightning. Na-na-na-na-na.
I
can
on my couch
go, Grease lightning. All right,
Wait. Did you have like a leather jacket that you'd like cosplay as Danny Zuko?
I was made fun of legitimately for years because I would cosplay as him like every Halloween for like my whole life.
You were Danny Zuko for Halloween?
And I'm blonde and pale.
Are there pictures? Are there pictures?
John Travolta was the man.
I know.
Before
I know.
He became an alien.
I wanted to be John Travolta so bad.
Now. You see how he looks?
John Travolta became an alien, but he used to be the man.
John Travolta became an alien.
He is
straight. Why? Because he lost his hair?
He doesn't look like
a
real
person.
He
looks very
strange. Too much plastic surgery, whatever the fuck that Hollywood does.
I got another one. I got an idea.
Yeah.
We're going to take a movie, and you're going to say which character you like the most.
I like that.
Okay, right, let's
start with Godfather.
We're going to start with the Godfather.
Everyone's answer is different with Godfather.
Let's start with Anthony because he knows the Godfather. Out of any character in that movie, who do you identify with and who do you like the most? Because you might identify with someone that you don't like the most.
I identify with I like Don Vito the most. I think he has I think he could answer any question in the world. I just think that he has like an unlimited type of wisdom that he could guide you through any type of situation. He pretty much knows about everything, and he just has a life experience like unlike anyone else. Like I get like.
But who do you think you're like,
Michael?
You think you're like Michael? We're not judging here.
No, I know.
We're not judging here. So you think that's Michael? Okay, interesting.
I was always the underdog. Everyone kind of didn't expect.
Well, Michael, don't forget, didn't want to be in the family.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want. I was embarrassed to be in front of a camera or do any of this.
Okay.
So this is all new.
So Marco, I'm interested in
this. I could relate to Michael too, though, because I think when push comes to shove, he showed up for his family. And
right.
That's great.
That's why
I. But who do you like the most?
Michael. I like his quiet. Would have never thought. Like
he showed up for his family, or he had to show up.
He had to. Well, no. He didn't have to. He didn't have to show up.
Well, no, because
it's his family, but he didn't have to.
But like Anthony says, he was opposed to the life at first.
Exactly.
Wow.
I would say Michael
too. What turned him around? Was it his desire to be his father or his love for his father?
I think for love for his father and his family, I would say. I think that made a bit, that might have been.
I think it was the desire to be his father, to be in his father's position.
Wow.
To be able to call shots.
You think he liked it? Well, he was in the army, so maybe he was.
Well, let's hear Mo's answer because.
Well, I know Mo's answer.
No, you don't. Deep. I told you.
No, I just have a feeling I know.
Yeah.
My favorite character is Clemenza.
All right. I didn't know.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I love Michael. Sonny, okay. I can tell you why I like Clemenza.
Con, right?
I'm going to tell you why. Because he's just like super loyal. You know, he just like, you know, he's like nonchalant about everything. He knows who he is. He's the best. Name one bad thing about Clemenza. You can't name nothing bad about him. He was super stand-up, super loyal.
He was a great character. He knew how to party. Like he was
really fun.
Yeah.
I like Clemenza. Who I want to be? Shit.
Who you identify as?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know, man. I don't know. I would say I would, like, I love the qualities of Clemenza. So maybe, like, I would say kind of would like to identify as him. I don't know. But who would I, who's somebody I wish I was, like?
No, who do you?
I made up the thing. I don't even know what to do.
Who do you see yourself in?
Wait, can I actually change mine? Because now I'm really thinking about
it. Everybody wants to see themselves as Michael.
I think I'm more Sonny. I'm James Caan's character. He's a little crazy, a little bit.
You're changing yours.
Yeah, I'm going to, because now I'm thinking about
it. No one's going to be Fredo. Like, no one's going to be Fredo. I think that.
I'm smart.
Everybody wants to, you know, identify as, I guess, as Michael. But if I could, I would want to be Hyman Roth before he got killed.
Dang.
Okay. Yeah.
Roth.
The mastermind of all masterminds.
I want to be Hyman Roth.
Pulling all the strings.
I could always be Mo Green.
Man.
I made my ball.
I was Mo Green
like that.
Yeah, no one talks to Mo Green like that. I guess I got to be
like
Mo Green.
Mo Green like that.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
I'm curious to hear this
out. So.
I'm Clemenza and who? Hyman Roth?
You identify as Hyman Roth.
Yeah.
Hyman's the man. My favorite character in the movie is Hagen, Tom Hagen.
Really? He's a player.
I like Tom Hagen because Tom Hagen is not a born member of the Corleone family, right? He's not one of the brothers, but he's one of the brothers, right? Him and Sonny were best friends, right? He was adopted into the family, right? He's an orphan. And he does what he needs to do, not just out of loyalty. It's because the whole point of the film is what does each brother do for Don Corleone and why, right? They all do what they have to do in the end, but Michael does it out of, I think, the envy of his father and how his father kind of cast a shadow over his entire life, even though he wanted to go straight. He was a military man. He had a good woman, and then he kind of just turned into what he felt his father was his entire life, just a brooding influence over everyone's life and kind of like a dark cloud. You know, just when I was out, they pull me back in, you know, constantly blaming the machine for having become this anti-hero.
Yeah.
And then you have Sonny. He does what he does out of not just the love for his father, but the love for his family. He feels like he has to be the peacekeeper, right? He runs into his own demise defending his sister and her honor. You know, that's how Sonny ends up. And then you have Hagen. Hagen's not a Corleone. Fredo does what he does for himself. He feels like he got the shit end of the stick, and that's why, you know, he ends up.
But he wasn't too smart because he had some like fever somewhere as a kid. He half dumb.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Remind me of Fredo.
I knew this was coming. I kind of like knew it.
You could be a little bit like a Fredo, but no one would admit it.
But how though? Tell me.
Because your IQ is like that of Fredo.
Oh God! You gotta play.
Wait a second. No. Marco, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Why can't you be Fredo? Fredo was
loyal, bro. He can't.
Wait, did he rat?
Was loyal.
No, I don't know what he did. I think.
What did he do first?
No. Hold on. He
didn't he steal?
He kind of got tricked and played.
Mm. Yeah,
he got played out. He didn't want to get his.
I would say.
He told me I could have a. What did he say?
I forgot what happened.
Johnny Ola played him.
Yeah. He thought that Hyman Roth was going to take Michael out, like not kill him, but take him out and put Fredo there as like the puppet Don.
Right.
Yeah. That what happened?
No, that's what Fredo thought was going to happen.
Michael.
I said I could have my own family. Yeah.
That's someone I wanted to get stepped over by my kid brother.
I'm smart.
I'm smart.
Let's all look at Marco. Let's all look at Marco and do it. I'm smart.
I'm not doing it because you said it. Not doing it.
No, you're Marco.
I don't think Marco's blaming other people for his problems like Fredo does.
No, I just think that if we call him Fredo, he'll get mad and it'll be good for the podcast.
Mo doesn't think so.
And this is
no, I think so. You might be my sidekick.
Hagen doesn't do what he does out of fear, like Fredo, right? Hagen doesn't.
Can we do another movie?
Hagen doesn't do what he does out of
Rocky.
Out of love, like real love, like Sonny. Hagen doesn't do what he does out of spite, like Michael. Hagen does what he does out of respect for the man that pulled him out of his situation.
True. Wow. True. That's legendary.
Hagen does it.
Your thesis right now, or whatever this course is, nice. You're good. You would have got an A.
Sal, that was well said. That was well said. I got to say.
That was nice.
Hold on.
I haven't even had him yet.
Shout out. We're done with this. Shout out to Tuto Caucho, who provided us with the food for the evening.
Our neighbors downstairs.
Our neighbors downstairs.
That's right. That's the type of neighbors you want.
Wait.
You're a big star.
Where am I? I'm a big star?
You're a big star now.
Not yet.
Well, you are.
No, I'm local. I'm local.
Okay, so you're local, but you're a local guy.
Local guy.
You live in the neighborhood. You live in the neighborhood. You were living in when you hit, right? You know some neighbors. You have neighbors you know, right? What is it like living in your neighborhood now? What are your neighbors like? Do they treat you different? Is it like
a lot of little kids know me? Like,
yeah?
Yeah. I go like my son, like if I take him to the park or like go to 7-Eleven or something.
Right.
Little kids are like, little mom.
How about it's your son at school? Because you know,
yeah, he'll tell me like, oh, my teacher follows you.
How old is your son now?
He's eight,
right. So he's not really on TikTok and his friends.
He's on YouTube.
YouTube.
All the kids are on YouTube.
YouTube Shorts.
If you want longevity in social media, you have to be on YouTube.
Yes.
Mo, that's what I've been telling you, Mo. You've been making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
You call me the YouTube boy. That's what you've been calling
me. YouTube's good.
Right, and
like
he has.
Your son's friends are recognizing you now.
They know me. They call me Lil Mo.
That's awesome. You're like a neighborhood fixture.
Kids go nuts for him. I've actually really seen it. Like, there was this midget teenager that went nuts for him the other day.
Yeah.
Called him the captain of the lacrosse team.
This has really become like a meeting of the...
A Sharada PR meeting.
A Sharada PR meeting.
Yeah, this kid with his algorithms. How about just being fucking funny?
It doesn't work. I wish it would.
You don't think so?
Very specific.
There's a method to this. It's a formula.
I don't believe in that.
Take my thing, like, for example.
Yeah.
Do you
concentrate, like, when you post and shit?
Concentrate? He holds the keys to the house. Once in a while, I visit the house to see my shit, but I don't even go there, right? I'll have people tell me you posted another TikTok today. Oh, great. Look, it's got however many views it's got. It's fantastic. And I'll look through the comments. I'll fight with people. You know?
I see when you answer. It's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's always really witty. Like, he gives, like, a really well-thought response.
I like the tough guys on TikTok because they don't think about what they're saying. Now I have the chance to look at what you said and really think about something that's not just going to, you know, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to prove to the world that you're an asshole. I'm smarter than you. You know?
Yeah. I like to answer comments. I never used
You really think about it.
You read them? I tell most of them to suck my eggplant.
You know
what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But I say that because that's fighting words. I just want to, like, let's just do it.
Right. You know who taught me that? Rodia.
What?
Answering people, like replying to people. Now, he'll tear anybody down, Anthony Rodia. Great.
Yeah, he's good. I've seen him do it. A couple people, I almost cried for them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's ruthless.
He's
ruthless. Yeah, he's good, but he's ruthless.
But, like, you know, you kind of find your own brand of it. But it is good once in a while to come back.
I like to answer, like...
It kind of keeps you on your toes, though.
You got to be smart.
You know, you got to be... Yeah,
you can't answer in your feelings.
Exactly.
It's got to be witty.
It's got to be witty. Yeah. There's a craft.
You got to plan it. You
got
to be...
Like, you know, I got one. I said... So people say to me, like, where we come from, a clown is very offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people write a clown because they think it's funny.
Right. They'll just put clown emotions.
If you're in Wisconsin, a clown doesn't mean you're a fucking clown. It means, like, clown, funny. So I'm very responsive to that. Like, I get mad when people are clown. I usually answer them with a rat. The problem is if you answer the way you want to answer, you'll get thrown off the app. So I have to, either not respond or come up with something witty.
See, I stay away from suck my eggplant because it now tees up that they can now talk about your eggplant. You don't even want to introduce that into the conversation.
Really?
Right. I just tell them suck my ass.
Let's do a mean tweets for like ourselves. Like what like people say about us.
Oh, yeah. Go to the first 2 months of my TikTok.
Let's look at comments right now.
If anyone wants to know why I had my stomach removed, go to the first 2 months of TikToks. Those fucking animals.
They were savages on me. TikTok, the first
you can't say kill toxic. Or gun or any of that shit on TikTok.
Or smoking cigars.
But
you can't smoke cigars on TikTok.
On TikTok Live, none of that shit.
But boy, you could tear someone apart.
Yeah.
Oofa. It's unbelievable.
Yo, Sal, they had the balls to tell me I'm from fucking Boston. Go back to Boston.
Go back to Boston?
That's what I would get always in the beginning. Or go back to Kentucky. You're not a New Yorker. I'm like, the fuck?
You come from the part of New York they fucking film movies in.
Yeah, literally. They filmed Donnie Brasco, actually, in my building.
Home Alone.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
cool shit, let's talk about Manhattan in general.
A lot of cool shit.
Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
Come on. Everything was filmed in Manhattan.
That's
the when you people out in the Midwest and Europe talk about New York City, he comes from the part of New York City you're talking about.
Yeah, and then you say I'm from fucking Boston. However they say
my my Boston. Grandmother was born down there, Lower East Side.
I bet you that like our families definitely were friends at one point of life because it's more like a village down there.
Right.
Everybody knows each other.
Right.
You know, so it's very tight niche, especially back then.
When I first saw your videos, when they first started coming onto my algorithm, you know, we were talking. I was talking to G, and we're looking at this. I'm going, oh, look at this. You know, this guy's going to all these Manhattan type restaurants, but I think he's Italian.
Yeah.
You know, like it was because at the same time, Mo had like every outer borough covered of the best of the best as far as
travel.
Oh my God. As far as delis, I would be watching Mo's stuff and going, oh, that's another great spot. Like this is amazing. He's basically given like the Michelin guide to Italian American.
I really don't rate, you know. A lot of people say that.
No, that's fine. I don't think you have to.
You highlighted the spot. That's what I do. I don't rate.
That's what it is.
I like highlighting and supporting the neighborhood.
Right.
The people,
that's what you're there
restaurant
for.
Restaurant owner. That's
who gives
exactly.
a who gives a fuck what you think of it?
Yeah.
Right. Go come here and make an opinion of your own. It's
exactly.
a good spot.
And we're
wait. Talk about yo. This kid.
You
eats
eat a lot
the
of hot.
Sick
he eats
shit.
A lot of hot food on the street.
Dude, he eats this sick. Is shit.
He does.
He eats toenails.
We were talking about
this. Chicken toenails.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
It's good. Well, it's chicken feet he's talking about. But
right.
honestly, where I
grew up,
he picked
his tooth with the nail.
He's stupid.
With the pinky nail.
No,
it was disgusting.
Feel like your grandmother ate chicken feet?
Well, of course they
your grandmother didn't eat chicken feet?
I don't think so.
100%.
Bro, your
they
grandmother
the whole
ate chicken,
chicken
bro.
They
used the whole chicken.
In that chicken
had...
soup, they used the
bro,
whole chicken.
When you when your grandmother would make sauce,
knows.
Right?
They used the whole chicken.
And she took the pig knuckle out of the sauce
exactly.
when it was done. Did she, who ate the pig
gizzards,
knuckle?
The gizzard, the inside of it.
Did she eat the pig knuckle?
I don't know.
But that's what I love to eat, though.
But it got eaten. You know, sometimes it's not always Bell and Evans.
What is your,
definitely,
what is the craziest
definitely.
Thing you've ever eaten in your life? Like where you left and your stomach was fucked up.
You knew right away you made a mistake.
Well, it was probably so simple. The first time I've ever had curry before, it was Malaysian curry. It was very spicy for me because, I'm Italian, so I didn't eat that, you know, as a kid. But in my teenage years, I had a Malaysian food in Chinatown. And I shit my pants when I was in the restaurant eating it still. And I didn't know what to do.
Bro, I don't think that has anything to do with the food.
No. Bro, it was my first time ever curry. I shit my pants.
Podcast took a serious turn, bro.
And let me tell you something. I still go back to that
bro,
same restaurant.
What?
I swear to God.
Bro,
I still
what?
Go back to this. My body could not handle it.
That sounds like some Dr. Now shit.
Bro,
like,
fucked up. Picture me at 16, I'm eating, and I'm like, oh, wow, I just farted. And then all of a sudden... 10, 15 minutes later, I shit. I go in the bathroom. I fix myself up a little bit. And then I fucking got out of there.
What do you mean?
And
you
I went back
yourself
the next day.
Up. Did you throw away your...
I had shit all over the joint.
Throw away your drawers?
I left it in their fucking trash can. I swear to God, I did. I left it
you
in their trash can.
You had to leave their commando.
Commando? Forget. Bro, I was wearing shorts. I had black shorts on. I'll never forget.
Yo,
but I went... I'm a degenerate. But I went back there the next day, and I still go to that same restaurant. And I love
they
that
know
curry.
You shit your pants?
No, now they're going to know.
Wait, you shit your pants Eating there.
Eating there.
While you were at the table. Alone?
I was with two other people.
Oh, my God.
Did you tell them what you did?
Of course I did. They were fucking laughing at me. And then I obviously cleaned myself up in the bathroom.
Wait, did you use...
When and
did
I
you,
bounced.
Wait. Wait.
Did you wipe your ass with the underwear?
With my boxers.
Let's talk.
How else am I going to do it? I wiped my ass with my boxers. I put it in the little trash can, and then I fucking left. And then
Wait a second. Did you shit your pants and realize before you got up that you shit your pants?
I knew once the initial squirt, I was like, fuck. I was just like, wow. I was like, my grandmother always told me, what are you eating now? I should have listened to her, but I'm glad I didn't.
Marco, we got to walk through this. You're sitting at the table. You're eating, right? You're eating. You go to like fart. And it's not a fart.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, you're playing cool, you kind of do one of those and just continue on with the conversation or whatever. And
you sharted.
I sharted. Oh,
you sharted.
It was like one of those, like,
non-solid. You sharted that you had...
Bro, listen, this is the thing about it, is that when you're older...
You had an emergency.
Oh, bro, I thought I was dead. Because at 16, you know, life is, you're in that moment when you're young.
Mo, look.
So I was like, I'm never going to live this down. And it was...
What's up? All right, wait. You just came up with a great story. Did you ever shit your pants?
Of course.
Yes.
Many times.
It's very like...
Bro, I shit myself more than once. I actually dropped out of college. It's a funny story, actually. I went to...
What's going on?
So, yo, dude, there's a lot of things that no one knows about me. So, I was in... what's that college called? Yeah. I was in BMCC College, right across the street from the World Trade Center, right? And I was in health class, and I swear to God, I had, it was quarks. I had fried chicken with fucking fried rice, and I shit myself in the classroom.
What is it?
I must have a fucked up stomach, bro, but I dropped out of college because of that reasoning.
I never went back to college. Wait, is it immediate?
You
shit yourself.
Oh, no. It was brewing. It was brewing like sauce, like pasta sauce
sure
on a Sunday.
A problem.
Yeah, no, it was brewing. I don't have to shit in the bag, though. None of that.
Wait, so you're...
Not yet, at least. Not yet. Is that again?
Was the restaurant...
It's crazy, right?
I don't remember. It was so long ago. I remember more shitting in my classroom.
You don't think anyone else knew you shit your pants?
In my college, they all definitely know. I walked in this like a penguin. I was walking like... Because I couldn't walk. I was like, oh.
Was it squishy?
Squishy. It was. I was wearing jeans.
Was it running down your leg? Oh, my God.
I had to take a taxi, and I had to go... You know how you could hold on to the fucking thing? Bro, I'm like this on the taxi. The guy's like, yo, it smells like shit in here. I'm like, yeah. Fucking this! I don't even know what I told him. I was like, "Yeah, like New York City, it's the fucking air pollution over here."
He's on the
floor.
Yeah.
You got in a cab.
Yeah,
you shit your pants and got in a cab.
How was I gonna go home? And plus, I was 18. How was I gonna go? I couldn't walk like that.
All right. So just to wrap up, let's talk about what's next for each of us. Start with you, Marco.
Just gonna actually just create content. I actually have something cool coming on in like early October, I think. Kitchen Nightmare Show is coming back on.
How you doing?
TV.
Congrats.
I'm gonna be on their TikTok and Instagram because I kind of covered. I promoted the show as if I was like Gordon Ramsay going to the spot before and after. So that's pretty cool. That's coming up shortly. So we'll see.
I want to meet Gordon Ramsay. Cool.
I'm dying to meet him. I haven't met him yet.
I met him.
I manifested it though.
I'm with you.
I did.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
Because I know you know how to eat. You got a good palate.
I didn't tell me. So. He was kind
I just want to show him my beef Wellington.
The beef Wellington.
Room as him.
Yeah, how you doing?
You were in the same room as Gordon Ramsay?
He must hate you.
Gordon.
I promoted his restaurant with him there.
He never wants you to go back.
Oh, wow.
So the Harris, Caesars, Harris, and Paris, I did.
Yeah.
And they gave me, I worked with the brand, whatever the hell is Caesars, and they asked me to do Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, and he was there.
I think so.
Nobody's ever nice to me. All these famous people are not nice to me. I don't leave them and go, wow, because I don't know. Like, I think that ego is a problem for them.
Because they probably want you to phone over them, and you don't get...
No, I just think in my head, I'm like, how you doing? I think they know me, and they don't necessarily...
They think you're cocky?
They don't know me, and then I'm like, I get weird.
They think it's a character.
Whatever they think, I just think they know me.
Your thing is not a character.
No, it is.
It's your personality to the max.
Amplified.
Amplified.
Yes. Yeah. It's an amplified me. Yes.
Yeah.
Me as me, my name, Mark.
Yeah.
Cannot go in front of 10,000 people on a stage.
Right.
Lil Mo can do that with his eyes closed.
Right.
I don't get nervous, Lil Mo. Like, when I'm in character... I'm different.
It's shtick, but it's not a shtick. It's more of an amplified you. Because your personality, you know, and I know this from friends of yours who've been friends of yours who've known you since way before this, and from what I've heard about you from way before this, is that you're a really great guy to hang around with, and that's where your personality derives itself. But then you just amplify it a little bit, and that gives you the confidence to do all that social media stuff. But it really is genuinely you, and I think a lot of people not are threatened by that, but are a little intimidated by that sort of outward confidence all the time.
Yeah, because like I going to Ramsey, I was like, "How you doing?" And like he didn't even move. He was just like,
"Yeah,
you know."
He just looked at
sounds
you.
Like yeah.
Didn't expect.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't say how you doing. He bothered me.
He didn't even like give it to you back.
No.
You know, and that is I will say that is something.
Listen, you know what? Whatever. You know what it is.
What's next for you? Because you actually.
I have a good idea.
I was watching. You know, I keep a close eye on most social media. I'm a fan first. And one of the things I saw was you petitioning the fans. What should I do next?
Well, you seen that video. I got so many comments.
What's the evolution of Lil Mo? And when I saw that, I was like, that is really fucking cool.
I've gotten a lot. I ask cooking. I really want to do something that separates me from people. Like the next thing I do will not be what someone else is doing.
It won't be derivative.
No, I'm the person who does with something a little bit different.
Right.
But now what I'll tell you what's next for me is to isolate what I do that other people can't copy. I'm going to give you a story. Let's talk about Anthony, right? Me and Anthony had this conversation when we were driving. We said, we're at a point where a lot of people's accounts that he manages now are stepping into the camera, and they're becoming characters, okay? And Anthony films a lot of people. A lot of his accounts are not like that. There's not really a character, right? So he needs to use things to help the pick.
Like an Artie.
Like more music. No, Artie's a character. Artie's good. What I'm saying is, like, he's used to having to use, like, other things to amplify the video.
Like other entertainers, like yourself. Like, you know,
Let me say what I'm saying. I'm going to be very clear. He may have to pick a good song. He may have to show really great footage of the food. You get what I'm saying? But you wouldn't film me the same way you'd film them.
Right.
I want to find something that I do different. So, okay, I get a lot of hosting gigs. A lot of people on social media can't host.
I think that's great.
I do a lot of hosting.
You'd make a great game show host.
I do a lot of hosting. I like hosting.
You'd make a great game show host. I think you'd be great for television.
I want to do a sitcom.
I would want to see you scripted.
I want to do a sitcom.
I think that you can handle that.
Love to try. I think I may try to start doing acting. Like maybe leverage your social media and act a little. But I don't want to be a mob guy. I don't want to be casted like a Soprano character.
No, you don't have to. You could be.
No, I don't want to do that at all.
Be a blue collar guy.
I just want to be a blue collar guy. That's right.
Be a blue collar guy.
A plumber or some shit.
Listen, how many. We begged and begged and begged and begged television to bring back Doug and Carrie, and they didn't. They brought us something different, and we rejected it. I think television, I think hosting, you know, I'd like to see more.
Yo, honestly, I think we just hit it on the head.
There it is.
We make a fucking a show. For fucking YouTube.
You could do a Hollywood
Squares.
You should
name it Breaking Bread.
Let's do a game show.
Yo,
you could do a game show, that shit would be viral.
You could do a Hollywood Squares with all the, you could start it with all the Italian-American influences or whatever, and then you go out from there. Because you've met all the other influences, you could bring them in. They're your pals. You're Lil Mo. People love you.
Yeah, I think a game show is next thing. Game show.
You could have
do it or not.
On. I'd like to see Man on the Street Mo. I think
a lot of people ask me to do that.
That's when I think you're at your best, bro. Your line that you have off the rip, it's
when he hosts.
You can't teach it.
You think I should do that?
Mo, yo, you say.
I think that's when you're at your.
When you say I do great at hosting gigs, what you mean to say is I do great at crowd work because that is
crowd work.
That's your thing.
Exactly.
You like breaking balls. That's kind of where your content originated. Was you're a blue collar guy, you break balls, right?
Yeah, I think I need to do crowd work.
So
what are you looking at? How you done?
Man on the Street, I think, would be great.
That's what I'm doing. Little Mo on the Street in Manhattan.
Wow. You heard it first, street. Folks.
I'm going to have to write out questions and shit, right?
What?
You.
You definitely have to put some thought into it. You can't just run up on people. What do you want to do?
I'm fucking shot. Listen, I'm going to bring us out. Marco, we know what's next from Sal. We know you sing for the rest of your life. Fucking Anthony, just keep trying to make a movie, and we're getting the fuck out of here. Nobody moves. nobody gets hurt.
I've been breaking bread.
Breaking bread. I'll hear you with so many semolinas, you think you walked into a bakery.
How you doing?